Army, what it taught me in terms of freedom is freedom isn't cheap, it's not free. It's expendable and it will go away if we don't fight for it.
My parents grew up under the Nazi regime. And in the end of it all, I realized that my mother's freedom had not only been stolen once, it had been stolen twice by a system that can take your freedom away.
Many, many years ago when they were fighting against segregation, we had whites-only water fountains and black-only water fountains. It wasn't just because of our skin color. It was because they looked at us as if we were dirty. And we're seeing some of these same practices today, the clean versus the unclean, the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated.
Well, now it's like this, I don't know, badge to be able to go, I got my shot. And then there's like a border that they have around there. Look at
this
me.
Trend.
I'm vaccinated.
It's not just that people have been attacked with a biological weapon disguised as a vaccine. It's that the known treatments and cures were intentionally withheld, causing the deaths of, what, tens of millions of people? Maybe more around the world? That is an extreme crime against humanity.
To force someone or to expect someone to take a drug, a surgery, a medication, a vaccine, any form of treatment, without giving them the whole picture, without explaining them to what the risks are, and then take away their freedoms if they don't comply with what they're told to do, is comparable to what was done by the Germans. I'm sorry, it is, it's comparable.
We're beginning to find out who would have put the Jews on the boxcars in Nazi Germany. Huh? I found out which pastors would have told on Anne Frank and which ones would have hid her in the basement.
Say, why would doctors or nurses or pharmaceutical people or the media or all these people lie to us? I say, well, why did a million people work at the concentration camps every single day, go there for work, go home to their families, have dinner, and go the next day? Doing experiments, working people to death, putting people in gas chambers, shooting people en masse, you know, raping and torturing women and children in front of their family. Yeah, what? They worked there.
20 top-selling pharmaceutical drugs. Those four manufacturers are drugs that are marketed to treat a disease that is listed as a vaccine side effect on their own products. So those companies are making $50 billion a year selling vaccines. When I was a kid, it was $270 million. Today, it's $50 billion. And they're making $500 billion a year selling the drugs that treat those diseases.
2001, some dummy put some explosives in their shoe and went tried to get onto an airplane. And 20 years later, we're still taking off our shoes at the airport. And so what a lot of people don't understand is these liberties never come back.
Freedom of choice in medical decisions is everything. Without that, you have no control over your body or what goes in it. And how did this become our reality? It is the scariest part.
You cannot comply your way out of tyranny. Now is the time to stand up. Do as you want, not as you're told by the government. We are one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. We are not one nation under government, with liberty and justice for those who comply.
Country governed by the people, for the people, of the people. It's not a country with big government that tells the people what they can and can't do.